The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network,
The Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
You can't always get a clean you can feel good about inside and out unless you're using Bubble Genius Bath and Body products. See, Bubble Genius is a woman-owned small business proudly creating our vegan-friendly products in America and supporting other U.S. businesses by buying our ingredients and supplies from them as often as possible. Plus, you'll be hard-pressed to find packaging as recyclable as ours. Visit BubbleGenius.com and check out our cause-related items, too, like our global warming soap and a lot more. We donate our proceeds for those items to worthy causes, like organizations combating climate change and mountaintop removal mining. Good stuff like that. We also send our products to the troops overseas through our Buy a Soldier a Shower campaign. Because the least we can do is keep them smiling and smelling great, right? So visit BubbleGenius.com and feel good and clean. Bubble Genius, doing our part to make the world a better place, one bathtub at a time. That's BubbleGenius.com.
Recorded live in the USA and covering the whole wide world, this is the Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
Right on!
With Bob Seska and Chez Pazienza.
Hi, I'm Clint Webb, and I'm running for Senate. I have a short cropped haircut, a pretty enough yet accessible looking wife, and a newborn baby that I've dressed in a suit to prove to you that I mean business. For the last 15 years, I've lived my life in such a bland, uncontroversial, and repressed manner that it's almost unnatural. Why? Because I've been preparing to be a representative since I was a child. Most well-adjusted, sane men would be hesitant to take a job where their decisions would so drastically affect the lives of so many. But not me. I possess a sort of sociopathic narcissism that makes me think that I should be in charge of everyone. But all of that needs to start here at home, in this beautiful state that I've grown to love since I moved here 18 months ago. Together, we can piggyback some of our state's legitimate needs onto my unquenchable lust for self-glorification. And that's a promise. All of my motives are ulterior. I'm self-involved to the point of psychosis. My soul is terrifying. And that's leadership. So this November, let's send Washington a message. And what is that message? Hey, me.
You're always 1, 2, 3 jumps ahead. Stick with us, you'll be well fed. With happy music all the while.
Easy listening with a smile.
Keep jumping, follow suit. You're gonna have a bright new future.
The Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
It is Thursday, September 25, 2014, and this is the Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show. I'm Bob Seska. That is Chez Pazienza right over there.
Right over here.
We are brought to you by BubbleGenius.com, the best bath and body products in the universe. You can tell I mean it because I'm shouting. Visit them at BubbleGenius.com. Do it now.
Wow, really?
Do it.
Boy, now. If that's the standard, then basically I mean the phrase "f*** you" more than anything. Because I am constantly shouting that at people.
Especially this week. You and me both.
Mm-hmm.
We are also brought to you by the Bowen Law Group and attorney Charles J. Bowen. But Charles is easily the best attorney I've ever dealt with. He's fast, he's smart, he knows how to communicate with you, knows how to talk to you, calls you on the phone, explains things in his charming southern drawl. Bowen Group covers commercial, banking, manufacturing, employment, personal injury, and medical malpractice law. Large firm experience, small firm attention, elite firm ability. It's the BowenLawGroup.com. Click the link to the podcast page. If you want to go shopping, here's what you do. You go to BobSeska.com, right under the logo, you see a link that says the Amazon link. It's in capital letters. You can't miss it. Because it's also shouting at you. And it takes you, if you click it, it takes you right to the front page of Amazon.com. You go shopping as you would normally at Amazon.com. Find everything you could possibly imagine buying all in one place. Some of which at discount prices and free shipping. Plus, what happens is we get a small commission from everything you buy. It helps support the show. Thank you in advance. Also brought to you by Chess's memoir. It's called Dead Star Twilight. That title is explained in the book, Don't Ask Me Again. You can get it at deusexmalcontent.com or at amazon.com. So we've got a ginormous show lined up today. It's massive, I guess. But before we go any further, there's just a bit of a programming note that we'll just piggyback onto the end of the sponsorships here. We're going to be doing a video mailbag, right, today for the first time ever on the Daily Banter. The three of us, me, Ben Cohen, Ches Pazienza, we're going to actually set up our webcams, and we're going to put our faces on the website, which it's going to be larger and much more animated than our little black and white avatars above our columns. We're actually going to be talking on video, which is strange and rare. But instead of actually sitting and typing out thoughtful answers to your mailbag questions, we're going to actually, in an impromptu way, try to say the same sorts of things.
And exactly. I can't be guaranteed that I'll get that right.
Is there a good... What's the email address for the mailbag? We've only been doing it for 2 years. I don't know the email address.
What do you mean?
Do you have your Daily Banter email address? Is that what people should send questions to?
Oh, no. I've always just had people email me at ches@dxmmedia.com.
Okay, there you go. ches@dxmmedia.com.
But it's going to be too late now.
Yeah, I guess it will be.
Because we're about to do the mailbag next.
Yeah, we'll be doing. Yeah, never mind.
We'll be taping the mailbag by the time you, after you hear this, before you hear this, we'll have taped the mailbag.
Well, let's put it this way. Then we're planning in advance. We're planning a week in advance for next week.
Fine. ches@dxmmedia.com.
All right.
So do me a favor and don't tell me to go screw myself. Other people have done that and it gets old after a while.
Send your questions to ches@dxmmedia.com. And that'll be for next week, because we're going to do like three of these shows in a row today. We're going to record this free show. We're going to launch right into the after party after we're done here. And then as soon as we're done with that, we're going to do the video mailbag. We have all week in which to do these shows. And instead, we've packed them into like a single 3 hour span on a Thursday. Hopefully, we'll finish the show in time to link Ben up with us and do the whole video link up. And then, I don't know. I think it's going to be broadcast via YouTube. I think you can watch it live. Are we going to do it live?
I don't know.
I think we're going to do it live. In fact, I think you can, because we're doing it using Google Hangouts, and I think that enables live capability. I think you can actually stream it over to YouTube. So I don't know. So look, watch for, I don't know why I'm saying this, because it's going to be too late by the time you hear the show. So never mind. For next
exactly.
week. Exactly. Next week.
Why are we doing this?
Watch the Daily Banter next week for the information in terms of how to watch live. So that's just the plug for next week. Everything is a delayed reaction, even in the immediacy of the internet age. Have to do that. So what else have we got on the show today? Oh, my God. I hadn't planned to do this, but I clicked over to Dan Bedondi's YouTube area, his YouTube page, is the truthradioshow.com.
Surprise, surprise.
Oh, my God. You will love this. Dan Bedondi. Actually, we're not going to talk about it now. We're going to get to it in a little bit, but Dan Bedondi says a word over and over again. What's the subject of what he talks about? But he says this word over and over again. And normally, we bleep this word on the show. That's how hilarious this is going to be. Because it's Dan Bedondi saying, not necessarily an obscenity, but discussing a thing, the name of which we normally bleep for radio airplay.
Okay.
That's this week. With the Truth Radio Show.
If I'm just going to tell you this right now, if it has anything at all to do with sex, I'm going to crap my pants.
I will spoil a little bit and say yes.
Oh my God, no.
Yes,
dude, I'm never going to f again.
It has.
I know that by the time this is over. You know, when Barry really white does his sex talk, I know there's going to be nothing left of me.
It is totally 100% about sex, as only Dan Bedondi. And you know what?
Wow. In that case, you're going to have to play some like Marvin Gaye in the background or something. If he's doing like, you know, Dan Bedondi tells you how to get laid. I can't wait. Oh God, I can't wait. And I am both interested and repulsed by this.
It motivated me to make a Dan Bedondi supercut based on the segment.
Wow. All right, let's do it. Let's do it.
It's a brief one, but it's still a supercut. That's coming up later in the show. You're gonna love it. It's worth waiting for. It's worth sticking around for. In terms of actual serious news, this has been a pretty eventful week. We're going to talk about Eric Holder here in a second. But during a week in which America, for the first time ever, launched military airstrikes into Syria, what was the big news story of the week? Obama's goddamn salute with the coffee cup.
It's amazing, isn't it?
I mean, this brings me right back to the tan suit thing that we talked about a few weeks ago, where, you know, I'm trying to wrap my head around what has actually caused this. There's of course, a conservative entertainment complex that is driven by these kinds of stories. They just find, and I created a list of them on the Daily Bench. It's just 10 of them, and there are, of course, dozens and dozens more. But like 10 of the silliest, most ridiculous, non-scandal scandals.
There are. I mean, I remember I read through that piece that you wrote, and I was just – what I was taken aback by is that you didn't even get to some of what I consider to be the worst ones. That's an astonishing thing.
Yeah.
That you ran through 10 absolutely ridiculous non-controversies, and you didn't even get to some ones that I'm like, oh, you forgot that and that and that. And that's incredible to me.
I mean, I didn't include teleprompters.
Right. You didn't include teleprompters. I mean, I'm still of the belief that in spite of everything stupid that Fox News has ever done, ever. I mean, and to think of the giant toy box of horse shit that we can choose from for that. I think that the terrorist fist jab line is, for me, the absolute worst thing, dumbest thing, whatever they've ever done. It was so over-the-top stupid. And he hadn't even, if I remember correctly, he hadn't even been elected yet.
No. This is before.
Yeah, that was before he was elected. That was on the campaign trail. And Fox News, he does a pound with Michelle Obama, and it's like, what is it? A handshake, something, a terrorist fist jab.
Yeah, this is
what?
I mean, she's not entirely to blame. I mean, really, in the post, I kind of blamed Fox News Channel producers.
Oh, they did. Right.
Who concocted all of this horse crap?
A fist bump, a pound, a terrorist fist jab.
Oh,
the gesture everyone seems to interpret differently. We'll show you some interesting.
No, some people.
No one interpreted it like that.
Jesus Christ, something black people do, and that kind of scares us as elderly white people.
Terrorist.
So therefore, terrorist Barack Hussein Obama.
Terrorist job. And that was only the first 9 seconds. There's another 3 minutes and 20 seconds of this, of going over and over and over, just an ordinary fist bump. What do they call? What do they also call it? A snake bite? I mean, I don't know what the different words are for this, but it's been around for decades.
I don't even. You know what? Here's the best part about it. It doesn't need a name. You either do it or you don't. It's one of those things that it's. It doesn't have to be explained to you.
Yeah, a lot of people do it so they don't get the germs on their hands. You know, but it's also just a gesture of affection. You know, but that's how the whole thing started. I mean, that was at the very beginning. That was at the beginning, and it's only kept going. And what I was going to say was, this is really indicative of the conservative entertainment complex. It's going after each one of these things and just picking it apart. But I also think there's a larger umbrella aspect to all of this, and we really saw it illustrated during the tan suit thing, which is social media. I think social media has lent itself to just unforgiving levels of nitpickery that I don't think we've ever seen before.
No, we haven't. You know as well as I do, we went to that media panel.
Yeah.
at East Tennessee State University. And I can't remember the professor's name. I wish I could. Very nice guy. And he and I talked about it up there on the stage. You know, we are a meme culture now. That's all we are.
Yeah.
Everything becomes a meme or a hashtag or a trending topic. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I feel like crap because the more I say this, I sound like Andy Rooney or something. And I don't mean to. But that actually is doing us harm. That's not good for us.
No, it's not. It's not.
That all we do is we zero in on whatever the most unusual or funniest or whatever thing that we can make into a huge freaking deal. And that's it, man.
Everyone's guilty of it. Everyone. Everyone who's active on social media, at least, is guilty of the exact same thing. And again, that's why I keep going back to the tan suit thing, because it wasn't just the far right. It wasn't just Fox News Channel. It was everybody.
Everybody.
Everyone felt like they needed to weigh in with a zinger about the tan suit. Right? And so this all plays into the larger thing, as you're saying, this whole meme culture where everyone has to have a say. Everyone has to sculpt a news event into their brand. And so what do we get? We get this sort of minutia elevated above, which is the serious news story, the big news story, should have been the big news story this week, which is Syria, which is the airstrikes against ISIS in Syria. It's just completely overlooked. And here we are on this show having to talk about
Lattegate.
Yeah, you know, Lattegate. And the thing that annoyed me the most about that, too, more than not more than the coverage of it so much, but the fact that it was already, they jumped to the conclusion that it was a latte.
Of course it's a latte. It has to be. It has to be a latte because that's effeminate.
Yeah.
Because, and, you know, Obama's a big girly man.
That's right. It's very, very gay. If you have a latte, you're clearly gay.
Right.
This is what it's come down to.
I swear to fucking God, man. If you could get a white president, Dwayne Elizondo, Mountain Dew Camacho, whatever the hell his name was from Idiocracy, with machine guns and stars and stripes all over. If you could find a white guy like that, the right would eat it up. That's the only thing they'll accept anymore. Or if you believe the conservative entertainment complex.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what they're trying to do. They're trying to paint President Obama, who's one of our smartest presidents, who's probably one of the more even-keeled presidents we had, at least in our lifetime, as President Camacho from Idiocracy.
No, what I'm saying is, if you could find a guy like that, a guy who just was the most macho SOB on earth, but if he was white, the right would eat it up. In other words, if you made that guy look like if you got President Hulk Hogan, oh dear God, the right would love him. That's what they think the president is supposed to look like, apparently.
Oh yeah, yeah. We gotta take a break. We're gonna talk more about these sort of non-scandals right after this.
The Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
I became Jimmy Stewart there, because I was like, a little frustrated here. These non-scandals have been a feature of the last 8 years, these silly scandals, and it really has reached all new levels with the latte gate and the tan suit gate. But, I mean, it's really been building to this, because, I mean, if you go back in time long enough, I remember when they made a big deal out of the fact that Obama included gherkins in his egg salad recipe. Like, it's just like pickles.
Because he's a fag.
That's exactly right.
Because that's, seriously, I mean, in all seriousness, that's it. And you said it best. It is this sort of paradox where he's both a rampaging, light in the loafers queer, and at the same, European style queer. And he's also this, terrifying, terrorist plant, Manchurian candidate, Chicago gangster.
Right. That's the contradiction.
Yeah.
That's the big contradiction.
It's so beautiful. It's just perfect.
There was mustard gate. He wanted spicy mustard on his hamburger. Stop the presses.
He wants Dijon mustard.
I can't tell you.
He just can't win, man.
I mean, I can't tell you the number of times I read on Twitter from trolls about the president's dad jeans. It's just like, well, why do you care? He's a he's a 50-year-old man. He's a nerd. We all know he's a nerd.
Right, and let me tell you something. I don't need to. If he didn't have dad jeans, if he was wearing, like, freaking diesel jeans, dear God, they'd lose their minds. Right. Diesel jeans, riding below the hip. You know who else wears those? Fags.
Yeah, I mean, can you imagine if you wore skinny jeans or really, really baggy jeans?
Exactly. Oh, my God. If you wore baggy jeans, he'd be, OG.
Impeach.
Right. Impeach him. Where's his AK-47? But always trying to take the guns away, so that doesn't work either.
I mean, you remember when, of course, these are two big ones. His behavior in the Oval Office, putting his feet up on the Resolute desk or not wearing his jacket in the Oval Office. You know, even though there's photographic evidence of all other modern presidents doing the exact same things. You know, we're told that we're supposed to be able to have a beer with our president. They're supposed to speak in a plain spoken way.
No.
But he puts his feet up on the desk and it's like, holy hell, get him to The Hague immediately.
And I don't want a president I can have a beer with. I mean, it'd be nice. You know, it's nice to have somebody who actually is enough of a chameleon that they can be a lot of, you know, without going overboard, you know, that they have a backbone and a set of standards, but that they have the ability to connect with a lot of different types of people, because that's what being an American president is. Mm-hmm. You know, I appreciate that, but I'm sorry, man. I want my president to be Superman. I want him to be smarter than me, better than me. You know, certainly more analytical than I am. Absolutely.
Ultimate analysis here for the long term is that this is just going to keep getting worse. Because you know, the next time there's a Republican president, that there's going to be a segment of the left that's going to retaliate for all of this crap, right? And then the right is going to retaliate for that. It's going to become this silly season arms race, you know, between the two sides just batting this thing back and forth. And as social media becomes more prevalent, as there's new platforms for all of that, it's just going to become more ridiculous and more ridiculous and more ridiculous by the day. There's just no way, and I hate to be this hopeless about it, but there's just no way to bottle this back up.
No, we're a dumb culture.
Yeah.
We just are. I mean, dude, this is one of the reasons why, you know, we've talked about this before, but this is one of the reasons why, and I don't mean to sound misanthropic or, I mean, I am kind of a misanthrope, but I don't mean to, you know, I believe it or not, I took it very seriously when somebody, you know, said that, like, I was a turnoff, you know, on this show, because I'm kind of miserable, but I'm going to be completely straightforward about it and just say that, yeah, you know what? It's just, this is why there are times when I just need to, when you need, and you know it too, to unplug completely. And that means unplugging. That means walking away from from everything that our culture has become. This insanity of, you know, constantly being logged into things, constantly participating in this nonstop cacophony. It never ends.
Yep, that's right.
And it's dumbing. I mean, you know, Neil Postman said forever ago, you know, amusing ourselves to death. And that was just about television, basically. We are dumbing ourselves down.
Yep, yep. I mean, this is...
During a time when we have so much information, we should be brilliant.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. But this other stuff is more entertaining. And it's this never-ending circle. It's this, you know, self-perpetuating machine that keeps going and going. Because as long as we keep eating it up, the media is going to keep, you know, sticking it out there for us. And it's the same with social media. As long as we keep building traffic and viewers and followers and friends and so forth and likes and whatever, as long as that keeps happening, we're going to keep sticking it out there. Right. And I say we because, you know what, we're in the media too. We do this show. We run the Daily Banter on a regular basis. We have social media presences built up around both things. And we have no choice because of our careers sometimes to stick that out there. We need to, you know, make a living. And until people start eating up the wonk, you know, it's just going to keep going. There's going to be still continuous coverage of this kind of nonsense.
And we don't have the kingmakers anymore. Now it's not just that the media is feeding us this stuff. It's, you know, as I mentioned to two social / media critics in you know, the span of a minute, Marshall McLuhan, man, the medium is the message. He was right all those years ago. You know, this has become, you know, the media that we listen to now is basically that's the thing. It's all, you know, it's a giant spiral into itself.
Well, I mean, here's another example of how this thing works against the facts and works against reality. This entire machine that we're talking about here with social media and the internet and the lack of gatekeepers anymore. It's the Eric Holder resignation has perpetuated a new example of this, where everyone's, you know, especially and almost exclusively the far right blogs and far right Twitter and things like that have been freaking out over the resignation of Eric Holder, the attorney general, as if this is some sort of or indicative of some sort of scandal, like he's reacting to something. Oh my God, the wheels are coming off the Obama administration. The attorney general is leaving after 6 years.
Right.
You know, stop the presses. This guy's going. There must be some crisis. He must be leaving because of Fast and Furious. You know, this must be something that he's done wrong that he's resigning. Well, I mean, it's, you know, again, one person puts that out and it goes viral and then everyone's talking about it. As if it's like a history eraser button. Like the United States is crumbling into ruin because Eric Holder is resigning and there must be some sort of egregious scandal happening within the White House right now. When in fact, you know, the attorney generals, there were five attorney general under George W. Bush. I think there were four under Reagan. You know, there's just numerous presidents there. I think there was one. There was one attorney general under Bill Clinton. Of course, that was Janet Reno, who was attorney general through most of the Clinton's two terms.
Right.
But again, this is another example of misinformation circulating around and around the world. And then suddenly, what, you know, we're going to see all of cable news all day long today. What is it about the resignation of Attorney General Eric Holder now? Why didn't he wait until after the election? Is there something wrong inside the White House? Is it the salute? Is it the salute with the coffee or the tan suit or Fast and Furious or chemtrails? What is it?
Right.
So the other thing we discussed on the Daily Banter this week was the complete blowing off of this rule that we heard through 8 years of the Bush administration, which is do not criticize the commander-in-chief when troops are in harm's way.
That's right, and we have troops very much in harm's way now.
That's right. That's right. And that's what makes this story.
We have pilots in harm's way.
That's what makes this story about the salute, the awkward salute, even more infuriating. Because
I need somebody to confront them with that. I need someone to ask them that, to get in Hannity's face and basically say, you know what? I want to know what the difference is now.
Yeah.
I dare you to try to come up with an answer.
Absolutely.
I dare you to try to come up with an answer.
It's indefensible. It is indefensible.
Now, exactly. I want to watch you and Bill O'Reilly try to weasel your way out of this. You know, good luck with it. I'll tell you what. I will sit here right now and I will cast no aspersions on you, and I will jump to no conclusions. I just want you to answer that question, and I want to see what your answer is. Go.
We're going to run through some of the quotes after a break. Back right after this.
I'm Buzz Burbank, and it's time for my annual fall TV preview special. A look at all the new and returning shows and their start dates with my special guest host, Omar Lahiri.
This is going to be one of those series where I will let you watch it, you get back to me, and if it's good, I will binge it.
I'll call you. We'll talk about the detectives, romantic comedies, national security dramas, and the supernatural and superheroes. Safe bet I won't be watching most of them.
I will.
That's why you're here, Omar. But I will give a go to God. Awesome, and I'll tell you why. So join me and Omar for my annual fall TV preview special. Just 99 cents at RealmNetwork.com. It's another Realm Network presentation.
You can't always get a clean you can feel good about inside and out unless you're using Bubble Genius Bath and Body Products. See, Bubble Genius is a woman-owned small business proudly creating our vegan-friendly products in America and supporting other U.S. businesses by buying our ingredients and supplies from them as often as possible. Plus, you'll be hard-pressed to find packaging as recyclable as ours. Visit BubbleGenius.com and check out our cause-related items, too, like our global warming soap and a lot more. We donate our proceeds for those items to worthy causes, like organizations combating climate change and mountaintop removal mining. Good stuff like that. We also send our products to the troops overseas through our Buy a Soldier a Shower campaign. Because the least we can do is keep them smiling and smelling great, right? So visit BubbleGenius.com and feel good and clean. Bubble Genius, doing our part to make the world a better place, one bathtub at a time. That's BubbleGenius.com.
Shove Bob and Chez into your pants and haul them around with you wherever you go. Subscribe to the Bob and Chez Show in the podcast section on iTunes.
And if you happen to be on iTunes, or even if you're not, go to iTunes and leave us a five-star review and a nice rating, too. It actually helps promote the show, because if iTunes sees that we're really, really popular among our listeners, then they bump us up the statistics on the iTunes podcast page. Thank you in advance. All right, so there are all these quotes that I've been kind of carrying around for maybe 6-8 years now that all took place during the Bush administration, especially during both the war on terrorism, the war in Afghanistan, the war in Iraq. All these quotes from prominent, you know, members of the conservative entertainment complex and so forth, even members of Congress, in which they make sure to remind us that it's undermining morale of our troops or undermining the war effort by to criticize the commander-in-chief.
Yep. You're giving aid and comfort to the enemy, and you treasonous bastard.
Exactly right. Exactly right. So here's Bill O'Reilly from April 2004. Now, bear in mind, think to what you've seen on Fox News Channel this week about the latte salute or even the actual details of the airstrikes in Syria. You don't criticize the commander-in-chief in the middle of a firefight. That would be construed as putting U.S. forces in jeopardy and undermining morale. Bill O'Reilly, 4-2004. Quote, I've held this in long enough. I really suspect that these liberal tactics are damaging, maybe even killing the morale of our troops. Rush Limbaugh, June 14th, 2007. Quote, the only ideas that they espouse are ways to undermine the troops in harm's way and undermine their commander-in-chief while they're at war. Your candidates have no idea how to keep this economy strong. Sean Hannity, October 18th, 2006. Yep. Quote, he's the commander-in-chief, and what if I and what I find frankly repugnant about you and some of your fellow Democrats, you have undermined our president. Sean Hannity, March 19th, 2006. You know, Norman, I don't know which Norman he's talking to, those comments while we're at war, while troops are in harm's way, while he is the commander-in-chief, do you not see the outrage in that? Sean Hannity, November 12th, 2007. Quote, I have had it with the members of your party undermining our troops, undermining a commander-in-chief while we're at war. Sean Hannity, November 2005.
Yeah, somebody needs to... they have to do it. I don't know how. I don't know how. It's impossible.
Yeah.
It's absolutely impossible because Hannity will just ignore it, or he'll, by some miracle, if you make it on a show, he'll shut you down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but there's just, he's not going to answer it. And I would love to hear somebody, you know, somebody pull a Jesse Waters and just confront him with, you know, I'm going to read these quotes to you, and I want you to tell me what the difference is now. Other than the fact that there is a Democrat in office, I want you to tell me what the difference is now compared to then.
Yeah, because, I mean, I would say maybe half of it is, I think, race-based. The other half is just politics-based. This guy is a Democrat in the White House. He's on his second term, and he's got some liberal ideas, but I think a lot of that's a misnomer. I mean, I think he's mostly a moderate. You know, this is the big difference between the two things. But it shouldn't be, because you can't have it both ways. You either support the president unequivocally during war, or you don't. You know, you just can't pick and choose, because regardless of party, regardless of politics, he or she is still the president. Now, here's Tom DeLay. Quote, on the other hand, if Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the Democrat Congress are successful in undermining the commander-in-chief, thereby emboldening the terrorists to kill more Americans in Iraq. Remember Zell Miller? This is at the Republican National Convention in September 2004. While young Americans are dying in the sands of Iraq and the mountains of Afghanistan, our nation is being torn apart and made weaker because of the Democrats' manic obsession to bring down our commander-in-chief.
There you go. Look at that. I mean, really.
Insane.
Just it's got to happen. Yeah. Somebody's got to have the balls or figure out a way to get in the face of these people and just say, tell me what the difference is.
Yeah.
Tell me what is different now, how you justify this.
Yeah. And you really have to ask.
Or just tell them, you know, basically turn it around on them and say, you know what, I need to tell you something. I think that what you're doing is completely unpatriotic, bordering on treasonous.
Someone has to just take the list onto Hannity's show on Fox News Channel and just confront him directly about this. Or even Bill O'Reilly, and just see how they weasel out of it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I can't wait to see them. I can't wait to see the giant twister of logic that they play, twister game of logic, to get out of it.
Yeah, It'll probably be something like this president is always apologizing for America. This president hates the military, whereas Bush loved the military and even dressed up like the military. They won't say that last part, but anyway. You know what? We're going to take one last break, and then when we come back, we're going to have some fun with Dan Bedondi right after this.
This is the Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show with Bob Seska and Chez Pazienza.
Okay, welcome back to the show. Yeah, so I think the show is going
to
be
what
divided.
What prog rock nightmare are we listening to?
This is Genesis.
Okay.
Prog rock nightmare? You elitist.
I don't like everything they did.
Elitist bastard you. Oh, this is from Duke.
Is it really? Well, I must have missed it. Oh, well.
Patrick Bateman's second favorite Genesis album.
There you go.
Actually, you know what? I did something clever this week. I played both versions of the song Behind the Lines. I first played the Phil Collins version of Behind the Lines, and then I played Genesis's version of Behind the Lines. Those are the two songs that we played on the show this week. It's two versions of the same song. Get it? Ha, ha, ha. I'm clever.
That was very impressive. Oh, boy. Mr. Luthor.
As I meant to say, or as I said at the top of the show, that I hadn't intended to do another Dan Bedondi thing this soon on the heels of our previous Dan Bedondi segment.
Oh, no, I could do this every week.
But this, when I heard his latest installment of thetruthradioshow.com, I couldn't resist.
No.
I mean, you can't overlook a gem like what Dan Bedondi. In case you're just joining us, I always have to do this to make sure you know who Dan Bedondi is. Dan Bedondi is, as he describes at the beginning of his show, he's a part-time reporter for InfoWars and Alex Jones. So he's one of
a full-time idiot.
And a full-time idiot. He lives in Rhode Island. He lives in Newport, Rhode Island. Sometimes he's careening down the highway in his car doing his show while driving. This is a guy who can barely string two words.
That's so the satellites can't get a beat on him.
Right. So, and he's looking for the black helicopters. He's going, oh, it's a helicopter. He does these shows for YouTube called thetruthradioshow.com. So here we go. And of course,
I am terrified of what you're about to play.
we get to start with Dan Bedondi's ridiculously over the top theme music. This is actually on the show that he does.
Oh my God.
If there was a news theme song that was completely opposite of how Dan Bedondi actually sounds, it would be this. Because you expect him to come on, hi, I'm Dan Bedondi, and this is thetruthradioshow.com.
It's the Game of Dolts theme.
But this is, I mean, he uses this when it really ought to be, the theme song that we play. Right? This is more in keeping the Bedondi personality, right? But no, he's got to have the pulse pounding thing to offer contrast with his droning voice.
And welcome to the Truth Radio Show with Dan Bedondi on AlternateCurrentRadio.com. Today is Friday, September 19th of 2014 edition.
It's September
19th. Enunciate.
God. Our second edition here on Alternate Current Radio. And folks, we've got a lot of news today. I mean, it's disgusting. I mean, I don't even know where to begin.
All that news is disgusting.
That news is disgusting.
We got all this news and it's disgusting. Make me want to puke. Folks, I got to tell you, all this news, I just threw up into my stomach.
Oh, God. Continue. Let's go on.
And Common Core, you know, with a question mark.
This is right out of the chute, okay?
Common Core, okay.
But wait for it. It's like, just bear in mind, though, this is the first thing he begins to talk about.
Sixth grade is taught how to use strap-on dildos. That's right, you heard this right. A Jacksonville school.
Dan Bedondi talking about
Strap-on dildos. I swear to fucking God, it's Christmas.
You strap-on dildos. That's right, you heard this right. A Jacksonville school is teaching sixth graders how to use a strap-on dildo.
Now, what are the odds that he's completely getting this story wrong? Like, there's
of course he's getting it wrong. There's no sixth grade class anywhere that's being taught strap-on dildos.
And those you don't know what a dildo is, you're probably living under a rock, but if...
Yeah, he's just out now.
Oh, God.
There are some people listening to Dan Bedondi who don't know what a strap-on dildo is.
Yeah, you're living under a rock, or you're using that rock to insert into your vagina.
Shame on you if you're listening to the sound of my voice and you don't know what a strap-on dildo is and you're living under a rock.
In case you need to know, it's a male phallic, it's a penis. It's an artificial penis that girls use for masturbation.
It's especially funny with his Rhode
That's
Island
it.
Accent.
I quit the show.
It's an
It's over. I'm leaving. Goodbye. I'm gone. Play my way. Would you play like the Sinatra version of My Way? This is it. This is my swan song. I give up.
It doesn't get any better than this for you.
I don't know where we can go from here.
Ladies and gentlemen, in case you've been living under a rock, I've got to tell you what a strap-on dildo is.
If you haven't, I know you've done it. If you've, that has to be ISO'd, and you have to play that over and over again. It's a penis. It's a penis. It's an artificial penis.
Artificial. That's what I was going to say. It's an artificial penis that women use to masturbate with.
Yeah. Autoficial, by the way, is a state senator in Rhode Island. Auto official's penis.
The gun grabbing state senator Art Official.
That's right.
Whatever. I don't even want to know. But, you know, this is teaching sixth graders how to use a strap on dildo.
Yeah.
And those you don't know what a dildo is, you're probably living under a rock. But in case you need to know, it's a male phallic, it's a penis.
It's a male. I looked it up and it said a male phallic artificial penis.
It's a penis.
He's reading out of the Dan Bedondi dictionary.
It's a penis. I don't know what that is. I don't know. People tell me I have one. I haven't seen it.
It's a phallic artificial penis. I don't know what that is.
You know, this sounds very bizarre, and which is even more bizarre. Our government, the House, approves a bill to arm the Syrian rebels.
See, that is the most ridiculous.
Wait, what? Did he just go from, how the f*** did he segue from strap-on dildos to Syrian rebels? Are we arming the Syrian rebels with strap-on dildos?
When I first heard this, it was on the edge of my seat. I was going, oh my God, he's going to say something about the House of Representatives approving the strap-on dildos. It's like, it's almost as bizarre, the House of Representatives approves strap-on dildos used for vagina masturbation.
Arm the Syrian rebels.
On the Syrian rebels. The House approves dropping strap-on dildos used that girls use for phallic and penis, artificial penis, on the Syrian rebels.
Oh, my Lord. That is fucking insane.
It really is a ridiculous segue, isn't it? We're just going to go right from the strap-on dildos to the Syrian rebels.
Which is even more bizarre. Our government, the House, approves a bill to arm the Syrian rebels. That's right, the same Syrian rebels who gassed all the people in Syria and blamed it on Assad.
Gassed all the people in Syria. There are no people left in Syria.
Right.
Only even the rebels aren't there.
Bear in mind, this is story number two. All right, the Syrian rebels... And arming the moderates in Syria. That's story number two. The number one top story on the truthradioshow.com, strap-on dildos.
A government gave them the weapons to do that. Now they're arming Syrian rebels, which are Al-Qaeda, ISIS, ISIL, whatever you want to call them.
I want to call them strap-on dildos.
Again, I'm just so...
Just stunned.
Again, we kind of ran over, we kind of stepped on it a little bit, but once again, proving that one of the funniest things to me is the Dan Bedondi pregnant pause. Listen for this.
ISIL, whatever you want to call them, they're the same thing. But anyway, again,
I think that's so funny, because and ISIL, whatever you want to call them. Anyway.
He's drinking out of his bowl.
anyway.
I'm just so already. I mean, today I was digging up the news and printing the stuff.
He just put his hands up in front of his face. He was so just verklempt.
I just love it. I love how he complains about the job that he has to do. I was just, I'm looking at this news. I'm just sick and disgusted. I'm disgusted and vomiting because I'm looking up the news.
Out, man. It just makes you disgusted. It really does, and this really grinds me. This really does. Common Core sixth graders taught how to use strap-on dildos.
Now, see, I'm not replaying this. He's gone back to the dildos now, and it just grinds him. The strap-on dildo story just totally grinds Dan Bedondi.
Article by Paul Joseph Watts on Infowars.com. Shocking images out of a classroom. We're going to see it right on screen now. I mean, you can see the woman. This woman with short hair, she's like some dyke or something. Whatever.
Oh my god! What an asshole! Like a dyke or something.
So homophobe on top of being a illiterate monkey.
That because I don't want to be labeled anti-gay or whatever. It's not that.
Sorry, that ship has sailed,
yep.
Man.
Yep. Sorry, dude.
Nothing to do with that. But this woman. Okay, and dyke is probably the nicest thing I should call this woman. Sitting there, teaching these young sixth graders how to use, and she's performing sexual acts with her clothes on a damn desk in front of these children. Oh, this is how do you insert the dildo, you strap it on.
Oh, wait a minute. He's doing a fake story. Now I know what he's getting this like from The Onion or something. The story's bullshit. It's satire.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That was the fake story.
The fake story. He's reporting a fucking fake story.
Yep.
What an idiot.
And that guy from InfoWars, Paul Joseph Watson or whatever the hell his name is, has reported it as actual fact, and Dan Bedondi is repeating it as fact.
Wow.
You're right. It's the fake story.
Yeah. It's like, it's satire. Good job.
Strap on the artificial, using an artificial penis.
I see it here in pictures because I've never heard of Photoshop.
As you're seeing here, the disgusting woman putting a strap-on dildo into her vagina on a desk in front of the 6th grade or 12-year-olds.
It is vulgar and disgusting.
I don't know. I know it's a fake story. If I see a woman on a desk putting, I'm not thinking disgusting and vulgar. I'm just not. I don't know why Dan is. I'm not saying anything.
Right.
But I don't know why Dan is finding this so disgusting.
I don't. Whatever.
Kind of witch. We're going in front of kids.
Oh my good witch! Say, oh, there it is. There's, damn witch.
Damn witch should be burned with the.
What an idiot.
Oh, and makes sexual poses, spread her legs, and play with a dildo right in front of the children.
This is the greatest thing ever. This is just... What? He's wrong about everything. His indignation is so funny when you realize, especially in this particular instance, that he's fallen for a gag story.
Yeah, it's his top story. It's his top story, even coming in above the Syrian airstrikes.
In the hell kind of world that we live in. And this girl should, the parents should be outraged. They should press charges against the school, against this woman, against this damn program. I mean,
you know what the funny thing about it is? Yeah. The funny thing about it is, if you see a picture, I can't imagine what your brain has to be like. What your sort of tendency to go from zero to outrage over whatever your particular bias or ideology is in like 3 seconds, that kind of paranoia.
Uh-huh.
But when I saw that story and I saw the picture, the very first thing I thought is this is fake.
Right.
Because, quite frankly, I live in reality.
Exactly.
And in reality, no one does this. You know, if it happened, it would be the top story on ABC News.
That's right.
So I'm like, you know, my bullshit detector is incredibly strong. And the idea that he would look at it and just go, and immediately go to his computer and start bitching about it online. It's like, seriously, moron, look at this picture. Do you really think this happened?
He hasn't even reached the peak of his outrage yet.
Just listen.
To kid children about sex, yes. Like we all learn. You know, about the penis, the vagina, the sperm, whatever. That's natural. But you don't teach sixth graders.
God damn it, I had fucking lemonade in my mouth. I should have known better.
How to use
a dick. That's got to be his campaign slogan. The penis, the vagina.
The penis, the vagina, and sperm and all that. The strap-on dildos is an artificial.
The penis, the sperm, the dirty sweat sock, all that.
I'm dildo. Yeah, this is just gross and disgusting. I mean, I'm not going to. I mean, by the way, an article says shocking images out of the classroom in Jacksonville, Florida illustrate how 11 and 12 year olds in the sixth grade are being taught how to use strap-on dildos amidst a debate about Common Core sex education standards, which have been attacked by some as pornographic. Well, no kidding. The teacher's sitting here spreading legs, doing all kinds of acrobatic stuff on the desk.
Seriously. I'm serious. I'm not kidding. God, it's astonishing that I'm still having this sort of internal debate over Dan Bidondi at this point after all we've seen. But I need to know. I need to actually know this. How dumb do you have to be to think that in keeping with common fucking core, a teacher stood in front of a class full of people and put a dildo inside her vagina? How stupid do you have to be to believe that? That actually happened.
She had all kinds of acrobatic poses. Artificial penis in her vagina. Boys have a penis and girls have a vagina.
Boys have a penis, girls have vaginas.
You are teaching the kids how to use these dildos. That's just disgusting. And I gotta move.
And you know what? You know what? Again, to actually be serious, and it's so hard it bothers me to think that I'm taking this seriously, but, you know, there is still something to be said for the fact that this moron is on a radio show somewhere, and this moron has the ability to speak to the entire world. He has that ability.
Yes.
This is such a perfect example of kind of the downside of the digital era, and why I'm always joking about bringing back dear God, sometimes I'm like, bring back the Kingmakers. Because this idiot has access to the whole world.
Yeah.
And he's going on the air and talking about something that is absolutely fundamentally not real.
Yeah.
It's not even an opinion. It's not even a, you know what, this happened and this is how I feel about it and blah, blah, blah. He is actually saying something that is 100% horse shit.
Yes.
None of it is true.
And as we're going to hear here in a second, he wants blood.
You know what? People all over the country who have common sense and decency, for God's sake, you know, call this...
Common sense. He's reading a fake story.
Exactly. Yeah. Common sense.
Common
sense. Wow. Dan Bidondi talking about common sense. That is fucking rich.
Yeah. The guy who does his radio show while driving his car down the interstate. That's common sense.
School and reprimand them. The parents should be outraged.
They should reprimand them. Go down to that school and reprimand them.
My kid, I'd be down there in that school demanding blood. And not physical blood, but I'd be demanding the pink slip from these people.
I'd be demanding artificial blood to go along
just
with
like,
it.
Just like the artificial penis.
The artificial penis. All right, so I made a super cut of Dan Bidondi saying...
I love you so much for this. Saying, I love you and hate you at the same time.
Dildo. Saying dildo over and over again.
Strap on dildos. Dildo. Dildo. It's a penis. Artificial penis. Dildos. Ah. Dildo. Dildo. Damn dildo. Strap on dildos. Dildos.
Thank you very much. Time well spent.
Oh, that is so awesome.
I'm sitting here in my office this morning, putting together the Dan Bidondi dildo supercut. My wife is getting ready for work in the other room. She's like, what the hell are you doing over there? That's Dan Bidondi, honey. I mean, my God, he said dildo like 20 times. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Big Dan, for all of the joy you bring to our lives. And please, by all means, give us more dildo segments. See, I guess it's acceptable because we're kind of covering a news story. I don't think we're supposed to be allowed to say dildo on the radio. But, maybe we should have put a not safe for work warning at the top of that segment. So what?
Wow. Yeah, oh, screw that.
Got a big after party coming up. After that, we're going to be doing our video mailbag, which may or may not be live. I just got an email during the show from Ben saying that he can't do the live streaming because he doesn't have enough followers on his YouTube account.
So what the hell does that mean?
You asked me if I could do it.
Oh, good.
Yeah. But I don't know. So it's dangling by a thread at this point. The whole concept. Maybe not the whole concept. We'll at least do it and then possibly have it just embedded as a recorded video file. But I hope there's a question about strap-on dildos. Artificial penises and vagina insertion.
That is something.
All of those things. The gun-grabbing dildo. I'm surprised they didn't call it a Second Amendment-hating dildo. All right, got a big after party for you coming up. We're going to talk about Bill O'Reilly. We're going to talk about, Bill O'Reilly's ridiculous plan to hire the A-team to go to war against ISIS. Plus, South Park and Redskins.
That was sincerely one of the best episodes of that show in its history.
Plus Greenwald, U2, and more Duggar talk. That's on the after party. $2 an episode. Buy it at our Bandcamp page. See you next week, folks. Bye.
Strap on dildos. Dildo. Dildo. It's a penis. Artificial penis. Dildos. Ah. Dildo. Dildo. Damn dildo. Strap on dildos. Dildo.